In this video, we are looking at patterns, pace, boundaries, and children. Future relationship discernment is not only about whether someone seems kind or attractive, it is also about what patterns you bring, what pace you choose, what boundaries you keep, and how your choices affect the people around you. After divorce, some people move quickly because they are afraid of being alone. Others move secretly because they fear judgment. Some enter a relationship that feels like rescue. Someone listens, comforts, compliments, and offers relief from pain. That may feel healing at first, but it can become risky if the relationship becomes the main place where grief, identity, support, and decision-making are processed. A wise question is, can this relationship move slowly enough for truth to be seen? 1 Corinthians 13 says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not insist on its own way. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth." If a relationship cannot tolerate patience, truth, boundaries, and wise counsel, it may not be as loving as it feels. Patterns also matter. You may need to ask, what did I ignore in the past? What did I excuse? What did I demand? What did I fear? Where did I lose my voice? Where did I avoid responsibility? Where did I mistake intensity for intimacy? These questions are not meant to create shame. They help you grow in wisdom. Boundaries matter too. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the wellspring of life." Guarding your heart does not mean refusing love. It means treating your life as something entrusted to God. Healthy boundaries may involve time, communication, physical affection, children, finances, social media, church involvement, and emotional dependence. Children require special care. A child should not be asked to approve a dating relationship, keep secrets, carry adult emotions, or quickly attach to someone new. A parent's loneliness should not become a child's burden. Some participants do not have children, but still need to consider family, friends, church, and community wisdom. Future relationships affect more than two people. James 1:5 invites us to ask God for wisdom. Wisdom may slow us down, but it does not steal hope. It protects hope. Reflection. Question. What pattern, pace, boundary, or child-conscious concern needs your attention before a future relationship deepens? Gentle next step. Identify one wise person who could help you discern future relationship decisions without pressuring or shaming you.